Hello, it is Wednesday, the 28th of November, 2012, and it's about 8:38 in the morning, and it is cold outside. I don't know how cold it is, but my daughter informed me this morning that there was heat coming off of Heather's poop because she could see the steam rising off of it. Not necessarily what I want to hear about first thing in the morning, but she's six. And right now, bodily functions, etc., are funny. What I would like to talk about today is dealing with the new and supposedly improved Bard website. So this might take several postings. For those of you who may not know, Bard, the Braille audio reading download site, is the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped talking book program. Well, this is their digital side of it, where you can download the digital talking books and magazines. It's been up for several years, but for a good long portion of the first few years, it was only a pilot with a select few patrons taking part in it. It went online officially, I want to say August of 2009. That's when I remember first signing on to it, and then I got access to the Digital Talking Book Player in November 2009. They didn't send everybody one all at once. They sent them in schedules, I guess to call it. Military people and people over 100 years of age got first whack at it, and then the state libraries, which are like little sub-libraries of the Talking Book program, devised their own guidelines for who gets what, you know, who gets a player and when, if that makes a lot of sense. And so up until yesterday, all you could get on the Bard site was digital talking books and magazines. I think I already said that. And there was no Braille to be seen anywhere. Well, I suppose if you ordered a cartridge you found on there, that there would be Braille on it. But most people who visit the Bard site download the stuff onto thumb drives, etc. So, who knows? Okay, this just flashed, so I will proceed to the next posting.